He is the Senate President, a Republican GOP U.S. Senate candidate, Senator Chuck Moore. Senator, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Jack.
I know you're focused on your Senate race. Let's play off if you heard Paul Steinhauser. Do you expect any other big name to jump into the Republican Senate primary, or do you think the field is getting set?
Oh, I think the field's set, but you know, that doesn't mean that I'm right.
What about the what about your quote? You know, you've watched the governor's race. Tom Sherman, Democrat, state senator. He's a colleague of yours across the aisle. Do you think he can mount a significant challenge to Governor Sununu in the governor's race?
Well, I think there's serious issues there, period. I mean, we've led with reducing taxes and funding what needed to be spent in New Hampshire and sending money back to the communities. I don't exactly think that that's what they're going to lead with on that side. So if they're going to have more than one candidate, we'll be talking about income tax.
Senator Morse, by the way, do you believe that Senator Sherman, he had told me in the last interview, he was made up his mind, he was going to run, he was going to explore, so he'll be on with us at, you know, at some point here in the near future. But I asked him if he was if he would oppose a state income or sales tax. He said yes. Is that something that you believe?
Well, I mean, look, they all voted for their version of having an insurance policy and businesses in New Hampshire, and it couldn't have been funded any other way but with an income tax, and that's what the legislation actually had for wording in it. So you can say that slogan, but the reality is, in order to grow government, you need to find some kind of income, and that's exactly opposite of what we've been doing up here.
You know, with the gas situation, the gas prices getting upwards nationally and locally, I think they're going to be closer to $5 a gallon of regular gas than $4 pretty soon, if my UVM math is correct. I guess my point to you, Senator Morse, is gas prices are getting very expensive and hurting a lot of individuals because of the, you know, inflation was already here. My question, I had already asked House Speaker Sherman Packard. New Hampshire has a state gas tax of near 24 cents a gallon. And we asked Governor Sununu on Good Morning New Hampshire Friday if he'd be in favor of temporarily suspending that, hypothetically, say, between now and Labor Day. He said absolutely yes. He said if someone put that legislation on his desk, he'd sign it. You're the Senate President, probably one of the most important legislative positions in the entire state. Would you support temporarily suspending New Hampshire state gas tax?
Well, I think it is one of the most important positions in the state, and thanks for recognizing that. The reality of the whole thing is all we did in the last budget was lower taxes consistently and leading with the interest and dividends tax. I think it was one of the best things the governor did in the budget. That's how we'll look at this. I mean, we certainly are going to find ways to lower taxes with the money that we have now, and we're going to find ways to send money back to the taxpayers in New Hampshire. That's one solution the governor's put on the table. I've seen a few others. But that philosophy of lowering taxes and sending it back to the taxpayers is what we're going to live by.
But specifically, we have a state gas tax. Should it be temporarily suspended? Because that is something that that locally can be done, even though prices for gas and oil are set, you know, nationally and globally. And Senator Hassan has talked about temporarily suspending the federal gas tax. So would you specifically, if there was a bill put forward to lower the state gas tax between now and, say, Labor Day, was that something you'd vote yay or nay on?
Specifically to any tax that we're going to temporarily do with a suspension, I wouldn't support. I think what we have to think is long-term in New Hampshire, and anything we're going to do, we should do and make sure we keep that in place forever. And that's an important part of what we've accomplished up here in New Hampshire. We've driven an economy by doing what we're doing. I mean, look, we got huge surpluses. Mm-hmm. We've taken in over $25 million a month, more than we planned. We're driving this economy because of good, hard work on budgeting in this state, and we're going to continue to do that.
Well, again, I'm trying to understand. I understand what you're saying, Senator Morse, live. Good morning, New Hampshire. I mean, gas prices right now are historically high, and they may come down, they may not. Are you saying you would not be in favor of a temporary suspension, but in favor possibly of a permanent suspension of the state gas tax?
I think I made that clear, but Jack, let's talk about this for 2 seconds. You know, we raise about $8 or $9 million a month in gas taxes, mm-hmm. in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. We're only a couple of million ahead. And on that one line in revenues in New Hampshire. I mean, to suspend that tax, we'd have to find that money somewhere else. And I think that's probably a problem, because 18 cents on $5 is not helping the citizens of New Hampshire. What we ought to do is come up with an energy policy in the United States and deliver that policy tomorrow, because that's the important thing that Senator Hassan isn't getting, even with her gimmick of suspending it till November.
No, I agree with you. I mean, in terms of the domestic policy, but again, I'm trying to be specific, because all I know is people like Corey was talking the other day, and anyone who goes to the pump, and, you know, if you're looking at chicken and hamburger with inflationary prices that we haven't seen, and you're paying that much more for gas, it just seems until we get domestic productions figured out, or world production, that's one thing the state could do. I mean, I thought we had record state revenues for the next year and a half, and we have an infrastructure bill federally where they're talking about billions for our roads and bridges. I thought there was enough money that maybe we could look at suspending the state tax to at least Labor Day to give people a break.
Well, there is enough money to suspend taxes, but there's also enough money to send money back to our communities to help lower the taxes on the people in New Hampshire. Remember, if you suspend the gas tax, I mean, you're suspending that for anyone that buys fuel in New Hampshire, and it doesn't equate to the 18 cents exactly, because anything we've ever talked about on gas taxes, it gets thrown into a mix. But the reality of sending money back to New Hampshire taxpayers means a lot to us in the legislature, and we want to make sure that's where it gets to.
What about rooms and meals? The governor, you mentioned Friday, temporarily suspending that. Is that something, same philosophy, you wouldn't look at that way, maybe lowering it?
Yeah, on the rooms and meals, I think it's different. I think what the governor's trying to do is drive this economy. I think we have several things that we want to look at in that category. We've been very cheap about advertising New Hampshire in the past. I think there's a lot that the legislators want to look at to get to the same point the governor wants to get to. We want to be able to promote New Hampshire. We want people coming here this year, especially if they're not going to be able to drive because of the cost of fuel. We want to make sure that happens. So we're going to find a way to do that.
All right, Senator Morse, thank you. Before I let you go real quickly, if you were a member of Congress now as a senator, we're going to ask Representative Pappas later. The House, the White House today is going to be basically saying they need $30 billion more to continue the COVID pandemic response going forward. So they're going to request that be added to whatever this, you know, some relief bill. Do we need $30 billion more for ongoing COVID response in your minds nationally?
Jack, these people have to start living like we do here in New Hampshire. They got to start developing budgets and talking about revenues versus expenses and what the most important thing to fund. I mean, yesterday they're talking about drugs, right, and stopping them, you know, from coming up here to New Hampshire. When are we going to close the borders, Jack?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a solution you can put in place today and help with that drug cause today. And they want to ignore it. I mean, throwing $30 billion at something right now, let's have the discussion on what we're going to accomplish doing that. It's like talking about a fourth vaccine. I mean, I keep watching people talk about these things, and now we're getting away from science. I think we have to be careful.
Well, yeah, and you saw what just happened in Florida with the spring breakers. There was fentanyl all over everything, it seemed like, and we know where it's coming in from. It's coming through the southwest border. Senator Morse, thanks for being with us. Good morning, New Hampshire. We'll get you back again soon.
Thanks, Jack. You take care.